If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
This message comes from Jackson. Taxes aren't something you can only think about once a year. With investments, planning for tax days year-round. Fortunately, Jackson offers tax-efficient products. Visit Jackson.com for more information on how our products can make your tax bill a little bit less painful. Jackson is short for Jackson Financial Incorporated, Jackson National Life Insurance Company, Lansing, Michigan, and Jackson National Life Insurance Company of New York, Purchase, New York.
History shows women keep showing up for everyone, every day. But who's showing up for you? Grow Therapy helps you put your mental health first with therapy that's covered by insurance and built to support you. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, and get started in as little as 2 days. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/ACAST to get started. That's growtherapy.com/ACAST. growtherapy.com/ACAST. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Hi, this is Hannah Berner from Giggly Squad. Have you ever put on a bra that makes you feel like a goddess? Prepare to be obsessed with the Dream Angels Wicked Bra from Victoria's Secret, the iconic brand behind the world's most comfortable bras. And I only wear the most comfortable bras. The bestseller features an innovative sling for perfect lift without padding, and the fit is chef's kiss. Awaken your inner goddess with new colors and super femme lace embroidery. Find out why this bra has thousands of five-star reviews and counting. Shop it in stores and online at victoriassecret.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Psych Legal Pop Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about popular culture through the lens of an attorney and a therapist. I'm Brooke Brigham. I'm the attorney.
And I'm Tess Brigham. I'm the therapist.
And today we are here to talk about Seeking Sister Wife, Season 6, Episode 10, called A Married Side Chick.
Yes. We thought this was going to be the last episode of the season until you realize you're 40 minutes in and you haven't even seen the Merrifields yet. And you're like, oh, crap, this like, isn't ending, is it?
No. No. I think they should be able to wrap it up next week. They did wrap up Yessel and Danny, it seems to me.
Yeah, I don't know what more is there to say. You want to start with them?
Oh, sure. They're really the least interesting, I think, of the group.
I don't know. I think they're the least interesting, but they're the ones that I'm most concerned about. Do you know what I mean? Because this is what I said last time. Wasn't one of the rules was that all communication with Jackie had to be like Danny had to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And then we learn, it's exactly what I was saying, that Jackie and Yessel had been talking and mm-hmm. been communicating. And I guarantee you they were having phone sex. I will put my money on that, or video sex or something. Like they were developing a relationship outside of Danny. And I don't know how much Danny really knew what was going on.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
Well, yeah.
How many proof?
I think Jackie was the one, maybe I shouldn't say that. I don't know if Jackie was the one who broke the news to Yessel about.
She did.
Okay. She did. But when Danny called Yessel, I think it was just like last week, she called him and he asked, how did that dinner go? Because he made her, you know, mm-hmm. do the dirty work of telling mm-hmm. Jackie that, you know, they weren't going to have any more children. And so he called her and said, well, how did that go?
Mm-hmm.
So which was it? Like, he acted
I don't know.
He didn't know. And then when she told him, he was upset on the phone.
So it's possible that he got the first bit of news from Danny and then Jackie reached out, or he reached out to Jackie and was like, what's going on? See, that's why I think there was so much more happening here than what we mm-hmm. were seeing. Yeah. That's why I think there was some intimacy between the two of them. I think this is why Jackie's really pissed, because if really it had all been like dates with the two of them and, you know, doing this and doing that, then I could see Jackie being annoyed, but less pissed.
Yeah.
This feels really like she is pissed because she feels like went down a road with someone that I really thought there was going to be something was going to happen. So that's my theory again.
Yeah.
I have no proof, but.
Well, I guess they maybe learned their lesson.
Oh, no, they don't. They'll be back. I swear they'll be back next season. But
really? I am so uninterested in these people, you know?
No, I'm not very interested, but they have this kind of common dynamic that I think makes for good reality TV, where it's like you have one partner that wants something, another partner that's being dragged along, and you can,
right.
And you watch this dynamic. But anyway, so...
Well...
Danny
Yessel's home. He's coming
yes,
home.
Yes, Yessel's home, and he got production picked him up from the airport. Isn't that nice?
Oh, that was nice.
Danny makes a cake, and then, you know, typical. She's just burnt out, and Yessel is. He tells us he's jet lagged and upset about Jackie. So again,
wow. After all this time, he hasn't even gotten over it.
Yeah, this is what I wrote down. Jackie reached out to Yessel after conversation with Danny. So I don't know. I think that Yessel maybe was acting a little bit. I still don't know. But what I noticed was it just felt a little bit like Yessel comes home and it feels like he immediately starts negging and picking on her mm-hmm. because she makes some kind of comment about so happy that he's home and needing adult help. And she's so burned out and she's so exhausted. And he's like, well, you could have had adult help.
Yeah.
It's like if my side chick, if you were okay with me impregnating this woman, she could have been here helping you.
Yeah. No, that was a terrible thing to say. I mean, he's just a terrible person. He's scary. Like you can tell that she's scared of, she says she doesn't want any negative feelings. And I think that's code for, she doesn't want to have to, she knows he's going to be mad. They're going to be talking about this. He's going to bring it up and they're going to be talking about what they're going to do next. And she knows that he's going to come home and he's going to read her the riot act,
mm-hmm.
which he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's scary.
No, she's, yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
And then the way he said that, you could have had adult help, but you botched that one.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way he speaks to her. He's,
So Danny is like, well, I don't really want to talk about this right now because I've been taking care of these children for the last umpteen, whatever. And so can we wait till they go down for a nap or to bed or whatever it is? And so this is what, you know, And he says he feels like she took this away from him. You knew. She told you about this baby thing early on, Yessel. So you did have some power to say to her, listen, we need to tell Jackie about this ASAP. And if you don't, I will. Like, we can't keep doing this. But that's the thing. You knew you didn't like this boundary. You were hoping that Danny would just push it away or forget about it. Danny followed through, and now she's going to be punished for it. I mean, it's just gross.
Yeah.
And so then the next scene we see them, he's in the backyard, like making a fire. And I'm trying to figure out, like, is this the same day or is this a couple days later?
No, this is the same day. Cause she says, go the boys. She says the boys are down. Of course she has to be the one who goes in and reads them three books and
seven books,
gets them to sleep while he's out there tinkering with making a fire.
I could not believe that. I'm like, this whole time you've been gone and you're not even going to give her this one night off.
Or at least help or something.
Yeah. So, and then this is where he says he and Jackie were video calling. They were developing a strong bond. And then one day it all blew up. And it blew up because Jackie's like, let me get this straight. You and I have been, you know, here doing video phone sex and you knew this and you didn't say anything to me about it. This is really what the nitty gritty of this. And then he says something about like Jackie kind of took this as a threat or something like that.
The baby thing?
Sort of.
She's threatened by.
Okay, that's right.
Like threatened Jackie that, having a. This whole thing about having a girl, God forbid, like they have a girl. I mean, I think that's unjustified. I mean, if that's her only reason, she's trying to limit this woman's, you know, fertility. I mean, it's like, if that's the only reason, that's dumb. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid you're going to have a girl because I couldn't, quote unquote, give you a girl.
And she can't have any more kids, I guess.
No, I think she
Danny can't. She said my body can't. I don't think she can.
I don't
have
remember
any more
that. I don't remember that, but I think she just doesn't want any more kids.
Yeah, which again, I don't blame her. I mean, he's got three kids. I understand he feels like he wants more children. Again, I'm back
to four.
Oh, I thought he said three boys. Maybe does he have a girl?
No.
I don't know. I'm so confused.
I think he has four boys. But anyway, the point is that these two are so misguided in this whole thing. They're doing it for all the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just wants to have sex with other women and she needs a nanny.
Well, I think she knows that he wants to have sex with other women. I think she does not want to leave him. So she's like, okay, I will gain control and power in this situation where I feel powerless by, you know, okay, yeah, I want this too. And oh yeah, I would like a nanny. And let me use this to my advantage too. And then, but the thing is that Danny does not want this other woman to be more special than her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we see this time and again, which is, you know, in these, and I just think there's something in these romantic relationships. It's challenging for people not to feel like you're competing with this other person.
Yeah. Jealousy is the always the issue in these relationships. Yeah. And Yessel says that he wonders if Danny really wants this and accuses her of sabotaging the relationship with Jackie and says that, you know, and then did Danny say something like she can't do it?
Or she does talk about like not being able to have children. And his whole thing about sabotaging, again, you know, he's been thinking this up. And he's like, I'm going to tell her that she's been sabotaging. Mm-hmm. She's trying to sabotage. It's like, no, this boundary we heard about on episode like one or two, this is not new. You two, Yessel, you didn't want to do the dirty work. And I think Jackie also called you on that. I think that's the other thing too, is I think Jackie called him on some shit. And I don't think that he liked that. And it made him look bad to Jackie. And Yeah, but this whole thing with Yessel saying, well, it's not fair because I want to have more children. I don't know. It's a little bit of... You two can't get on the same page about having more children, because it sounds like Danny's saying, I don't want to have any more children.
Yeah, and then he says he can live with that. Or yeah.
Well, Danny, she says, I would give you children if I could, but I can't watch another woman do something that I can't do.
And then he says that he can live without more biological children for the sake of the family. But then they end with, we need to work more. We need to work together more. We need to bring up this baby issue in the beginning.
Yeah, duh.
Like, this is what you learned out of all this, like something that should have been so apparent. But I think that they didn't bring it up because they weren't in agreement, you know?
Yeah.
And so now I guess they're in agreement, because he's saying that for the sake of the family, you know, he'll agree to no more children. So they have to find someone who does not want to have any more children, and they have to bring it up in the beginning. No kidding.
Well, and I don't think that this is the end of it. I think this is Yessel placating Danny. I think and I think Danny knows this. He chips and chips and chips. The way he even tells the story of any of these things. Well, in the beginning, the first time I took the reins and that bit me in the ass, and then that was bad. And then this time Danny took the reins and this bit us in the ass again. It's like, what are you, the two of you need to get on the same page. And he keeps saying he's not sure that Danny wants this. It's like, okay, no, she does not. Like, why don't you listen to that voice?
I know.
You know, but it's this, he is so selfish. And again, I think so much of this was about his own wants and needs and pleasure, and he does not care about the rest of it. I think he loves Danny. I think he loves his family. I think he loves all those things, but I think his drive and desire is always forefront of his mind more than anything else.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think they have wrapped it up for this season anyway. We'll see if they come back.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Reese and BJ.
Yes, because this is getting interesting.
This is interesting. So they, you know, BJ, after the last thing, is when she saw how hot Reese
Randy was for Reese.
Randy
and that Reese was like, these two were, you know, hot and bothered.
She doesn't want them to be alone together.
No, they can't. No.
No.
First, Reese is such a dork that she doesn't even care. And now she's like, oh no,
right.
I can't leave Reese alone with any women.
Reese has come a long way from the beginning of this season, when we were all just going, okay, how is this man going to find someone? And look, success.
He did.
They go together back to the, I don't know if it's the same bar or another bar, to meet, it's Randy, right?
Yes.
Randy. Oh God. And the bartender has this obnoxious, you know, chin beard braid.
Oh yeah.
I did.
Ugh, it scared me.
So they're going to have a shot.
Yes. A lot of shots.
Tequila for, Reese, I think, and whiskey for BJ. And so BJ admits that she is jealous.
Yeah. Finally.
Yeah. And she's anxious, but Reese is very excited.
The best is, he's like, oh, Jenga, my favorite.
Oh, and you know, Reese, he's really growing on me. He's just so nice.
Yeah,
you
know? He is very sweet.
He is. And Randy even says that, you know, he just kind of keeps, you know, growing on her and getting, you know, more.
Yeah, better looking.
Yeah.
He's one of those. And now I can see this, because there are some men that are like this. My husband was like this. Like, you get to know them more and more, like, oh, you're cuter. You're growing
on
me.
Right. Yeah. That's what she said, that he's getting cuter. Then we cut to Randy, who's excited to be back, really likes Reese, but is concerned about BJ.
Yes.
Yeah. No kidding.
because she was like, you know, everything was great with Reese and I when it was just the two of us. And then I bet you anything, she was like a black cloud of jealousy mm-hmm. and sat down and that energy was just like, poof. Yeah. And Randy's like, oh God, I can't deal with this.
Yeah, she said she got a bad vibe from her and that she didn't really want to come on this mm-hmm. date because of it. And so when she arrives, she tells them this.
Yeah.
And then BJ looks really surprised.
Yeah.
And Reese then goes to the bathroom. He's like, I'll let you two talk. I'm like, wait, where are you going?
I don't know. Maybe the production told him he needed to do that. But yeah, this is the moment in time where BJ realized, oh, I don't have as much power and control mm-hmm. around all of this that I thought I did. Mm-hmm. I thought I was the one, you know, in charge of this. I thought I was mm-hmm. driving the train. What's the expression with dogs? I was wagging the tail or something like that. And this was the moment in which, oh God, this other woman's really interested in my husband. And she's willing to call me on my behavior. Oh, crap. Mm-hmm. And we're on TV.
Yeah. How embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the embarrassing part.
Yes.
All of this insanity. This is the embarrassing part.
Yeah.
But who says this where Reese would be, you know, BJ does feel a little bit like, oh, God, I got to get it together here because she doesn't, was this, Reese would be disappointed because he's put a lot of time and energy. Was that something Reese said? I think this is something Billy said where she kind of recognized, oh, right. I've been pushing this and he's put a lot of time and energy and I've pushed him and he's happy now and I can't possibly stop it.
Yeah, no, BJ really didn't think this through.
No.
Like what was going to happen when an actual woman showed up and
that liked him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happens. You know, the scenes from next week aren't super revealing, but I predict that BJ is going to just pull the plug on this whole thing. As we know, she's pregnant right now, I guess. And
no,
she used her eggs.
I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. She was like, oh, this sucks. I don't like this at all. Okay, I'm implanting these embryos and I'll just, if I want more children, I'll have more children. And again, embryo privilege. You were, you know, you're just going to jerk people around, you know, and be like, okay, well, I guess I'll fall back on this thing that I had already.
Yeah. And it turns out that she actually can carry the babies. Otherwise, they wouldn't have implanted the embryos. You know, it's like, so she was kind of lying about not being able to, or having a high risk pregnancy. Yeah, and, well, I don't know.
Because you had twins. You don't want to have twins again. Okay. Got it. Like,
yeah, just try one at a time.
Yeah. Anywho.
Okay.
But yeah, BJ's big fear is that Randy will run away with him. And that, again, very realistic that this new shiny thing that came along is going to take the, you know, attention away. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be old news. And Randy's like, yeah, I understand that fear. Because how do I know that I'm not always going to be second?
Mm-hmm.
And they basically agreed, like, we both have valid fears and both of our fears are the same. You know, but this is where Randy is excited to see where this all goes. And you know what? If you think I am seeking a sister wife, where am I going to go on a third date? Trampoline park.
Oh, I missed that. Is that where they go?
Yeah, no. Well, that's what they say. They're like, well, where should we go on our third date? And all of a sudden, I don't know if it was Reese and Randy or Reese and Billie Jean, but they were like, trampoline park. I'm like, oh God. Dear God.
Oh.
If I was Randy, I'd be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Unless I'm taking my kids, I'm not doing this.
No. I mean, God, I would never go to a trampoline park as an adult. I know I would break something.
Oh, I know. Well, even when Layla had those, what is it? Pump It Up?
Pump It Up. Yeah.
Back when I was in my, I think I was, must have been in my 30s, late 30s. I had some burns and some, you know, that was rough. Some bouncy houses. Well, I had some tough times there.
Yeah. It's no joke.
It is no joke. So, yeah. So that's Reese. I really like Reese.
I do too.
I really do. And
maybe they could get their own show with about their little, you know, weird compound after she has the baby.
Psych Legal Pop. We'll be back after these messages.
This message comes from Jackson. Taxes aren't something you can only think about once a year. With investments, planning for tax days year-round. Fortunately, Jackson offers tax-efficient products. Visit Jackson.com for more information on how our products can make your tax bill a little bit less painful. Jackson is short for Jackson Financial Incorporated, Jackson National Life Insurance Company, Lansing, Michigan, and Jackson National Life Insurance Company of New York, Purchase, New York.
Hi, this is Hannah Berner from Giggly Squad. Have you ever put on a bra that makes you feel like a goddess? Prepare to be obsessed with the Dream Angels Wicked Bra from Victoria's Secret, the iconic brand behind the world's most comfortable bras. And I only wear the most comfortable bras. The bestseller features an innovative sling for perfect lift without padding, and the fit is chef's kiss. Awaken your inner goddess with new colors and super femme lace embroidery. Find out why this bra has thousands of five-star reviews and counting. Shop it in stores and online at victoriassecret.com.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because this is, I mean, I like Randy too. And you can see that there's a childlike wonder about Randy and Reese. Mm-hmm. And again, Billy's like, oh crap. Yeah.
Yeah. They're better. They're more compatible
than maybe we are. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right. Where do you want to go now?
Okay. Let's go to the Johnsons. And this was wild.
This was wild. I love this family. Which one was Auntie Pumpkin?
I don't know if Auntie Pumpkin was the one in the orange jumpsuit.
spoke a lot, and she was like, she was hilarious. And then the other one was just like, oh dear God.
I mean, I don't think she said a word. Yeah,
she said very little. So which one was Pumpkin?
I don't know. I'm guessing with a name like Pumpkin, it's the one, like I said, with the orange sweatsuit.
Yeah. And then Auntie Tiffany was the one that was silent and just like, oh God.
Yeah. And then her sister Chastity was just deer in headlights because she already knew about this. Mm-hmm. So she's just sitting there silently, just watching this all unfold. And so we talked last week about how Chastity was allegedly on Reddit. That's who they think it is. But I don't think there's confirmation of that. But she was talking about how she's the sister Chastity, and she basically, Angelica is bisexual. This mm-hmm. is a, you know, a polyamorous relationship, but TLC doesn't like to present it that way. Mm-hmm. Just like the Davises, they don't want it to be that kind of show. And so that's, you know, that's just how it is with some of these.
Yeah. Well, did you notice that when they all got together too, they were all doing shots? I love how it's like, yeah, any hard conversation.
I like these people.
I need to drink before we have this conversation.
Yeah, she walks into her mom's house, okay, to meet her mom, Lydia, mm-hmm. her sister Chastity, Auntie Pumpkin, and Auntie Tiffany. Mm-hmm. And they're like, shot o'clock? And she's like, yeah, shot o'clock. You know, because Angelica is the most kind of reserved of all these people, to say the least. And you wouldn't think that, you know, she'd be taking shots. But anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Chastity, she says Chastity knows about the relationship, but she wants to tell the rest of them.
Yeah, so she sits down at this table and tries to tell them what's going on. And before she can even, she talks about this other woman, and then I guess this is Auntie Pumpkin. You swinging? You're swinging! You're swinging! Swinging? Are you swinging? I was just like, oh my God. But
yeah, they wouldn't let her get a word in edgewise. Yeah. And it was funny because they sit down to start to play a dice game. And after about 3 seconds, Angelica says, okay, so the reason I wanted to talk to you guys mm-hmm. is, and, you know, I forget how she described it. But she basically said, I think she and Matt are in a relationship with another woman. And then mm-hmm. that's when Auntie says, you're swinging? You're swinging? Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, we've been dating a woman as a sister wife. And she kind of spends a lot of time, and they're all freaking out and kind of yelling stuff at her, going, what? Huh? Nah. And she's really dancing around the sister wife mm-hmm. poly issue. And she keeps, she's trying to stay on track, like, oh, sister wife, sister wife, sister wife. But then at the end, at the very end of the conversation, her mom says, just keep her out of your bed.
Mm.
Talking about Shanae. So in the editing, at some point, they figured this out, but they weren't going to center the conversation around it. And mm-hmm. then at the very end, she says, you can be friends with her, just keep her out of your bed. So,
yeah. Well, I thought that, I thought mom, yeah, I'm okay. Angelica, I'm with you. These, yes, mom is tough. Mom is very judgmental. Mom, mm-hmm. mom has a lot of thoughts, but I have to say every single thought mom had, I'm like, yeah, we're all there with you, Lydia. I mean, she's like, how did you sign up to be a side chick?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. And she's basically like, Matt's not that great.
Yes. I can promise you the dick ain't that good. She doesn't even have that much money. So why would you tolerate this?
Yeah. Why would you tolerate this from Matt? And we're like, that's what we've all been saying.
Right.
And now that she has her own relationship, it makes sense because no one could understand that one. But then mom's like, just have an affair. Why are you complicating things? Just have an affair. But I mean, those are good questions. I mean, you know, yeah. What is this?
What is this doing for you? And the answer is she is in a relationship with her. And so, but because there is obvious, homophobia going on here,
mm-hmm.
she can't just say everything. She's really dancing around it. And she's trying to explain that, you know, she just really likes the friendship and nobody understands what she goes through with Matt except for Shanae, and they can mm-hmm. commiserate together. And she claims that she was the one who, she says, I set up the profile on the dating site. We met her together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, now it's just making it seem even more like a poly type relationship. But the family's not really getting that distinction. I don't know. This was very all over the place. And I really felt for Angelica because she was having the hardest time.
Well, yeah. It's either she has to figure out how to say all this stuff to her family.
Yeah.
And then does she then also have to deliver it in a way that makes TLC happy, or did she deliver mm-hmm. it however she thought she did and they edited stuff out? But this was great. Mom, Angelica's like, well, you know, I need support. And mom's like, what do you need support for? Your sister lives right across the street. You know, mom's like,
yeah,
what's going on? And at the end, mom does say, like, listen, I don't agree with this, but I'm here to support you. I mean, so I will say, Angelica, yes, mom and auntie, you know, they're tough, but it sounds like they're with you. I mean, so it's gotta be this homophobia. That's gotta be the mm-hmm. thing that's,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't want to label them as this if that's not what's happening, but there is this piece of this where maybe she has talked to her family before about her sexuality. And there has been this sort of thing like, okay, fine. I don't agree with you, but I support you, but they don't really truly support her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because when she's saying keep her out of your bed, clearly they do not want her having,
mm-hmm.
or maybe she meant just, you know, in her bed with Matt. I think so.
I mean, but basically what they were saying is all the things that we've been saying, which is you're saying you need support. You're saying you need help. You know, she's your friend. So make her your friend.
Right.
She can be your friend. Just keep her out of your bed. And again, it's back to, is this Angelica can't really do that. That's the problem. She can't go back because she was never really Angelica's quote unquote friend or sister mm-hmm. wife, that mm-hmm. they had a relationship.
Allegedly. I mean,
allegedly, we don't know, but yeah. Anywho. Okay.
Oh, these people. Ooh. Funny. Okay. You want to talk about the Davis family?
Sure. Well, so we left off. We pick up right where we left off.
Okay, yeah, because I saw the mocktails in the background.
Yes, yes.
So Teresa has left the house. And they're sitting on the couch talking about how they're sick of her always running away and doesn't want to talk about anything. And they've spent 8 to 9 months addressing her issues. And, you know, April's crying and Jenny's crying. And, you know, there's just all this negative energy, walking on eggshells. You know, she always runs away. And this is, they can't really do anything for her because this is about her relationship with herself.
Mm-hmm.
And Jenny's baby is coming in just a few weeks and they just want to be able to enjoy Jenny's pregnancy.
Yeah, which is understandable.
Yeah.
I could also imagine too, after everything they went through with Danielle, and I think probably the last year of that relationship was hard. Mm-hmm. And difficult. So then if you have this 1 year of Danielle and, you know, and me, I don't know. I don't know if Danielle was always gung-ho or not gung-ho, but it, the season that we saw, she was really on the fence and there were problems. And then, mm-hmm. So then Teresa comes along. So essentially for 2 years, it sounds like they've been like, we're not doing this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't worth it to us. We can just be a closed triad or something. I mean, we could just be the three of us, really.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because they're thriving with just the three of them.
Yeah. Well, and April says, which is very true and right on, which is, listen, we let Danielle come in and Vera called her mommy. Mm-hmm. And then she left. We cannot, I mean, they see the writing on the wall with Teresa. And mm-hmm. I think it's not even that Teresa might leave. I think it's more of, we don't know if we want her around. Like, we don't know if we want this person in Vera's life. I mean,
mm-hmm.
she is not a stable, steady parent she is not a stable, steady person that you want to introduce into your world, mm-hmm. period. Not that I think there's something wrong with her, but she has got a lot of stuff to work on. She has no business being in any kind of relationship. She needs to work on herself. And being in this kind of complicated relationship is the last thing that she needs. Last thing that she needs.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, they know what they have to do. They know they have to end it. And in fact, in the scenes from the next episode, they're basically packing up her things.
Yeah.
And putting them in boxes by the door.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're saying, well, we know there's going to be a confrontation, but they hope they can still be friends.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
We shall see. We shall see.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So who do we have left?
The Merrifields.
Well, this one is quite interesting.
So this was very much at the end too, because we talked about this last time. So I'm kind of surprised that TLC let them announce the pregnancy or Lorena having the baby before this episode. They kind of jumped the gun, or maybe they thought there was going to be previews or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, usually they want to hold those things back.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they wanted to just roll out the, I don't know. No idea. Mm. It's kind of backwards. Right. Who knows?
So
anyway, just 3 weeks after the wedding,
mm-hmm.
Derek and Sam had to go do some work on Danielle's grandmother's house or something. So they're out of town. And Lorena's period is late.
Mm-hmm. So Danielle describing to Lorena what she needs to do in broken English. Sister, you pee-pee. You pee-pee.
Yeah, and then apparently Danielle has learned how to count to 5 in Portuguese. Because she's trying to explain you have to pee on it for 5 seconds.
Yes. Yes.
God, this was...
Yeah, this one line is this, 2 lines is this, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, she was speaking, you know, a lot more Portuguese than we've ever heard before. But still doing her weird English, you know... like an imitation of Portuguese, but in English.
Yeah.
The way they talk to her.
But this was one of the things that Lorena says was that she's, you know, she's always, she wanted to get pregnant. She wants children, but she didn't realize it would happen this fast. And she's like, she make this comment about how, like, I don't even speak the language. It's like, yeah, mm-hmm. I think she's starting to feel like, I'm about to have a baby in this foreign country. I don't speak the language. My family is not here. And, you know, do you think that Garrick is like, no, you can't use birth control or something? Probably. After?
I was wondering about, does she even have health care? Who, you know, I mean,
well, they're married now. Now they're married. I would assume that he could put her on her health care. The question is, does Danielle have health care? Because she's not the wife anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, I doubt she's has any health care. I doubt she was taking birth control. Oh, God, this is...
But then Danielle says, yeah, if this is true, which it is, we are tied together for life. Like, this is not going to go away. This is not a fever dream, Danielle. This is not at all.
Yeah, this is reality.
This is reality and this is happening. So I was scrolling through social media earlier today, and I saw Danielle Merrifield out there, and she was pitching. So I guess apparently if we could get on the ground floor of an amazing opportunity to, I guess, partner with or be part of a franchise of builders, this is what they're pitching now, is they're starting this little business, I guess, where they're trying to get other people that maybe want to build. I still don't quite understand the full thing, but
they're trying to create an MLM.
Kind of. It feels a little bit like that. Some kind of MLM or some kind of franchise something. It was about opportunities to build and be part of their team. Hmm. It's like, huh, interesting.
Okay, well.
So maybe Danielle's doing this on her own. Maybe she sees the writing on the wall and she's like, I got to get money. I've got to find a way to get some money. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how. I mean, Garrick is such a tool. I don't know how this man has convinced Danielle to do all this. I can't believe he's convinced Lorena. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. It's truly unbelievable. It really is.
And yeah, I want to know the Garrick-Danielle origin story. I know that, like, they were very young when they got married, and I don't know what her, I mean, she's got, we've seen her whole family. They seem like nice, normal people. Like, how did she get caught up in this?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Next time, we talked about the Davises, they're packing Teresa up. Reese and BJ, we see them looking at their property and she's like, oh, we can put a house here and a house here. And Reese is like, you know, but can she handle him being next door to her with another sister wife?
Mm. No. I'm going to answer that for you. No. You can't even handle him playing Jenga with another woman. Right. You do not want this.
He's really warmed up to this idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Shanae and Angelica get together for dinner. Shanae's angry that Angelica went with Matt to meet this other woman, and Angelica wants to get Shanae back.
Oh, well, and so, and again, even hearing, knowing more about Angelica and Shanae's relationship, it makes sense now why she's so angry that Angelica went with her or with this other woman. I'm like, oh, there's another element to this. Like, there's another part. Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I think I'm understanding this family a little bit better. I still, again, I'm with Mom. Matt ain't that great. Like, Matt is not really worth any of this time or attention. Like, there's a part of me, it feels like, Angelica, just live your life how you want to live it. Do you know what I mean? There's a part of me that wonders, like, is this, do you feel like you have to be with Matt for society or for your family or for this?
Well, I think she likes Matt. And I mean, she wants to have her cake and eat it too. I mean, she wants to be with Matt and have a family and have him there and raise their family, but she also wants a girlfriend.
Yeah.
So, you know, but They need to find someone that fits more into their
life,
their lives. Someone who's lives locally and, you know, has the time to be, in a relationship. And yeah, Matt needs to step it up. Sounds like he was being pretty lazy regardless, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So anywho. All right. Well, God, I guess we have at least one or two more episodes of the show. we thought this was the end.
Yeah, I'm ready to wrap it up.
Yeah, me too.
You know, we know what happens with the Merrifields. We know, you know.
The Davises have to have kicked out Teresa. I find it hard to believe that she's still...
They're not together. Because I saw April and Jenny talking on a show or something. I'm really curious about this recent Billie Jean thing.
Yeah. What happened there?
Very curious.
And then we saw everybody, right? There's nobody that we're missing. I feel like there's a family missing, but I think I'm wrong.
That's everybody.
Okay, this is everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we shall see. We shall see what happens next week. Yes, I think Lorraine is pregnant.
Yeah, well, we know.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
They debuted the child on Instagram. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. If you like us and you want to support the podcast, we have a Patreon where you can get extra content. For $5 a month, you can get all of the regular shows ad-free, and we do a weekly bonus episode where we talk about pop culture, hot topics, and at the $8 level, you get all that, plus once a month, we do a special true crime episode just for our Patreon members, and we also do an Ask Us Anything. If you could also support us by subscribing to the podcast, leaving a 5-star review if you're so inclined, that would be fantastic. And you can find us everywhere on YouTube, all the social media channels. And we will be back next week with more Seeking Sister Wife.
All right. Thanks so much, everybody. Bye.
This message comes from Jackson. Taxes aren't something you can only think about once a year. With investments, planning for tax days year-round. Fortunately, Jackson offers tax-efficient products. Visit jackson.com for more information on how our products can make your tax bill a little bit less painful. Jackson is short for Jackson Financial Incorporated, Jackson National Life Insurance Company, Lansing, Michigan, and Jackson National Life Insurance Company of New York, Purchase, New York.
Hi, this is Hannah Berner from Giggly Squad. Have you ever put on a bra that makes you feel like a goddess? Prepare to be obsessed with the Dream Angels Wicked Bra from Victoria's Secret, the iconic brand behind the world's most comfortable bras. And I only wear the most comfortable bras. The bestseller features an innovative sling for perfect lift without padding. And the fit is chef's kiss. Awaken your inner goddess with new colors and super femme lace embroidery. Find out why this bra has thousands of 5-star reviews and counting. Shop it in stores and online at victoriasecret.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey guys, welcome to Giggly Squad, a place where we make fun of everything, but most importantly, ourselves.
I'm Paige DeSorbo.
I'm Hannah Berner.
Welcome to the squad.
Giggly Squad started on Summer House when we were giggling during an inappropriate time.
But of course, we can't be managed.
So we decided to start this podcast to continue giggling.
We will make fun of pop culture news.
We're watching.
Fashion trends. Pep talks where we give advice.
Mental health moments.
And games and guests.
Listen to Giggly Squad on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.